In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Lord Krishna speaks about different types of yajna. Dravya yajna, tapo yajna, yoga yajna, tathapare. Svadhyaya jnana yajna, ashchayataya samshita vrataha. He's telling, yajna means that activity which pleases Lord Vishnu. And every jiva should perform yajna. Although there are many purports, in one purport Prabhupada very clearly says, the whole Vedic program is to control the senses and refrain oneself from undue sense gratification. This is actually the Vedic program. So Dravya Yajna means some people give away charity of cows, charity of dhanya, some of them build dharmashalas, some of them with their money, they may build annakshetras. This kind of things people do. This is Dravya Yajna. Giving some material commodities away in charity. And doing it as a dharmic karya, doing it in relation with God. That is called what? Dravya Yajna. Then he says Tapo Yajna. In the Chaturmas time, you know, people restrict their senses by eating very little. You can open your mouth as big as you can. Try. How much can you open? And then tie both your hands and bow down and eat whatever you can grab in your mouth. Only that much for one day. Yeah. Chaturmas time. 4 months. For one day food, only that much you can eat. Yeah. Like that they follow this vow for. Of course, whoever has the biggest mouth can grab much. Yeah, that is a kind of strict vow they follow, tapo yajna. Similarly, different types of tapasya people perform, bhishmak, panchak. They eat only fruits for 5 days. They don't take anything else. So these are all called as tapo yajna, he says, by restraining senses like ekadashi day, people sometimes do nirjal or sometimes drink only water or whatever. Then he says, Dravya Yajna, Tapo Yajna, Yoga Yajna. Yoga means Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, following this path which involves some amount of, you know, endeavor, which is explained in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains how one should do do's and don'ts, Yama, Niyama, and then Pranayama is actually breath control for controlling the mind, and Asanas is actually doing different type of asanas for controlling the senses. So after restraining mind and senses, then one can fix in samadhi. Of course, before samadhi there is dharana, dhyana and all, everything. And pratyahara means shutting off the senses from sense gratification. Not allowing unnecessary sense gratification. Yuktahara, vihara, say, following that. So this is yoga yajna, he says. And then jnana yajna, he says, he's studying Upanishads, Puranas, Vedas, Vedanta, with great endeavor, becoming a jignasu and researching into the Vedic literature. What is God? What is this world? What is Sat? What is Asat? What is Brahma? And what is Avidya? What is perishable? What is... So, making lot of effort to study different Vedic literature very inquisitively, that is actually Jnana Yajna, he says. So all these are different types of yajnas. Yatayaha, he says. Yatayaha means the endeavor. And then Prabhupada says in the purport, it is the duty of every human being to endeavor to perform these type of yajnas. By doing these yajnas, what is the result of that? He says, Sarvepyete yajnavido yajnakshapita kalmashaha yajnashishta amritabhujo Yanti Brahma Sanatanam, he's saying, Sarve Pete Yajna Vido, all these Yajna Vidis which are given, Yajna Kshapita Kalmasha, all the sinful reactions are gradually eradicated by doing these Yajnas. If you carefully observe these Yajnas, every one of them involves some amount of endeavor. For example, for a rich man to give away some dan, you know, charity of the accumulated wealth, or for yogi to perform all these yogasanas and everything up to the point of samadhi. Or for a jnani fellow to take all the shastras and read day in and day out, trying to understand them. It requires some endeavor. By which, he says, yajna kshapita kalmasha. the sinful reactions are gradually eradicated. And Yajna Shishta Amrita Bhujo, he starts receiving the nectarian results of these yajnas. And where he goes? Yanti, Brahma Sanatanam, towards the Supreme Truth. He starts going like this. Then comes a very important verse about which I wanted to say now. 4.31, you all can go through it later. He says, Na ayam lokaha asti ayajnyasya kutonya kurusatama, is asking. Na anyaha nayam lokosti ayajnyasya. If one becomes ayajnya, ayajnyasya means what? Without performing yajna, nayam lokaha asti. This world only doesn't exist for him, he says, which means he may have all the pleasures available at his disposal, but he cannot enjoy them. Like Americans are having so much money, but they're committing suicide. Why? Money doesn't produce happiness. Cars don't produce happiness. Bungalow doesn't produce happiness. Yajna produces happiness. If one doesn't do yajna, na ayam lokaha asti ayajnyasya kutaha anya kurusatama. Hey Arjuna, if he doesn't feel happiness because of not performing yajna right now in this life, how will he be happy in the next life? He's asking. That is why it's very important to perform yajna, he says. And then, after saying this, of course Krishna says, you know, jnana yajna is superior to dravya yajna, he says. If somebody is only giving away some dan, that is good. But to study the shastras and understand the soul and God and relationship, that is even more deeper than simply giving away something in charity. But one should do a yajna fitting to his level of consciousness. You cannot expect everybody to do everything. Everybody cannot understand the depth of shastra. So gradually one ascends. But one who becomes a bhakta yogi, he transcends all these yajnas. And what he does? 4.34. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam. He simply surrenders to Guru, gives up his independent mentality, becomes submissive. Three things he does. He renders service, he becomes submissive, and inquires from the Guru. And when Guru teaches him, like you see, Narada Muni is a Guru, giving Dhruva Maharaj, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, is giving him. You will always find the Guru gives the mantra. By chanting the mantra, one's eyes are cleared from the enjoying mentality of sense gratification in the world. Due to love for Guru, a disciple restricts himself from undue sense gratification. The biggest problem for the living entity is grabbing another man's wealth, grabbing women, grabbing land, wanting to grab something which is not in one's quota. That's the problem of living entity. So when one surrenders to a Guru, one gives up the grabbing mentality and simply desires to grab only Krishna. That is called lavalyam. When that lavalyam comes and the devotee chants the holy name, and then Krishna says in the very same Bhagavad Gita, yajnanam japa yajnyosmi, he says, amongst all the yajnas, which yajna is me? Japa yajna. Then he gets feedback given by the Guru, starts chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All the previously mentioned yajnas are a subset of this greatest yajna of the chanting of the holy name. And if one chants the holy name, one surpasses all the yajnas and comes to the lotus feet of Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki, let's offer our